Chancho, when you are a man, sometimes you wear stretchy pants in your room. It's for fun.
Don't worry, I won't tell nobody.
I love Nacho Libre, one of the most underappreciated movies ever. Hey, what's up? It's DeHuff. It's another episode of DeHuff Uncensored. Stretchy pants. Let's be real honest with this real quick. Not everybody should be wearing those. Guys, I'm talking to you. I don't want to see your junk. I want to know if, like, you've been circumcised or not. Let's just be honest. Let's be honest. Anyway, hope you're having a great day. Now you got that visual in your head. Like, what would I look like in tight yoga, stretchy pants? That's me throwing up. Anyway, hope you're having a great day. Make sure you hit that subscribe button wherever you're listening. Don't forget, today's show is presented to you by Jad's Mile High Smoke. And, of course, Bet Online. Bet Online is your number one source for the NBA and NHL playoffs this season. Every stat, every matchup, and even live odds while the games are going on, which is really cool. When the game's over, though, you can head on over to their online casino and get in on a game of blackjack or poker. You could even unwind with one of their over 150 slot games. Head to betonline.ag right now and get in on the action. Don't forget to use promo code BLEAV. That's BLEAV for your 50% welcome bonus on your first deposit. Bet Online, where the game starts. You know what we need to do? Let's jump into some headlines.
Let's go! Let's go!
And now, here are the headlines.
I didn't actually pick this headline. Somebody else did. But it says, seniors in nursing homes should have sex if they want to. That's according to research. That's right. I'm Connery DeHuff, and I approve this headline. Connery, you're the one that picked this? That's right. And you're the idiot having a conversation with yourself. That's true. Valid point. Valid point. I don't see what the big deal is. Yeah, go ahead, bang away. I've always heard that those are in certain levels where they're a little bit more active in those nursing homes. You know, there's a decent amount of them that just like to get it on. Light up a cigarette. Oh, better put that out because so-and-so's... This oxygen machine might go. Did I ever tell you I had a job for a week a long, long time ago where I worked for a oxygen tank company that delivered to houses in certain facilities? And the first like few days, I was like scrubbing machines. They're like, hey, you're the new guy. You got to scrub all the machines. I'm like, this is disgusting. And I was like, why are these so yellow? They're like, well, that's from people who smoke while they use their machine, which is extremely dangerous because it's pure oxygen. And one, you know, wrong move with your cigarette or your lighter, boom, there goes Aunt Carol. Oh, man. That's crazy. It's sad that people are that addicted to smoking and stuff like that, but I didn't last more than a week because, one, I was tired of not being trained, and two, I started hearing more and more stories about how sad it was going to certain individuals' houses, and I'm like, I'm just not that guy. I just can't be around that. It's just way too depressing. So, anyway, yeah, if you're in a senior home, go ahead, start banging away. Research says it's okay. I have no problem with that. Just, you know, make sure you knock before you enter somebody's room really loud because they might not have their hearing aids in. I went in there and I knocked and they didn't hear me and I went in and there they were. Oh my God. Oh, Grandma, why'd you do that? Why were you doing that? I mean, so damaged. Oh my God. Sorry. A 2-year-old artist is selling his paintings for as much as $7,000, and collectors are snapping them up. That's according to the headline. I think this is ridiculous. It tells me again, we've talked about art before. I don't understand art. And I'm confident that the people that are buying these paintings from a two-year-old, they don't know art either. That's ridiculous. He's 2 years old. I could give my kids, some paint and some, whatever things to paint on. Paper, I don't know. And then go, hey, knock yourself out. If you have a good story behind it, like a sob story behind you or the painter or whatever, then people are going to buy this shit. I saw some of the paintings. Not very impressed. I've gone to my kids' school. They go to the same school. And you know how when you do parent-teacher conferences and they have a lot of the kids' artworks on the wall? Some of those kids at the school are very good artists. So much better than this little shit two-year-old, okay? Let's call a spade a spade. This kid's a little shit. Talk about screwing up a kid for the rest of his life. You start selling paintings at the age of two? Wow, good for you. I know. Look at me. I'm special. Mommy said so. I don't like this. I don't like it. He's 2 years old. Hopefully that money's going into a savings account and not going into the parents' checking account. If anything, the only money that stays out is to buy him new supplies. But I think it's a little silly when you think about that people are buying a two-year-old's paintings. If this kid grows up to be something very special in the art world, honestly, I'd be very surprised. I'd be shocked. I think it's just the day and age we live in that if you have a good story behind it or, you know, he's a cute, adorable kid that they've been putting on TikTok or something and they're like, I'm going to buy his paintings. He's so adorable. How much are they? $7,000? Sure. Let me go defecate some money. The heck. Don't like this at all. That kid, you're screwing that kid up for the long run. Because he's allegedly selling paintings for around $7,000 and he's two. He's going to be expecting that for all his jobs. Well, it's time for you to get a job, little Timmy. Go get a job at a local restaurant, McDonald's or whatever. Then they tell you, like, you know, because by then it'll probably be like $30 an hour, which is equivalent to like $9 an hour now. Because inflation of everything around it. And then he's going to be like, that's not fair. I deserve to make millions. You're flipping burgers, dude. You're flipping burgers. No, this is an entry-level position. $7,000 for a two-year-old painting. Those paintings better be coming to life. My goodness, people. You know what, though? I don't have a problem at the end of the day, I don't have a problem with the kid. I kind of have a problem with the parents. But ultimately, who's the dipshit buying this? Could you imagine having that on your wall? That's an interesting painting. did you accidentally spill some paint on some paper? What's going on there? What's that? It looks a little odd. No, I bought that at a yard sale for $7,000. Oh, people, don't be doing that. Talk about falling for a scam. I wish I was, I wish I was just like adorable and then I could just sell just dumb stuff. Or if I was a hot lady, I'd be on OnlyFans making a killing. I got to be honest. I'd be diddling myself nonstop. You know how much fat cash I'd be getting right now? Ladies, I know it's gross, but dang, that's a cash cow for you. If you're an attractive, you don't even have to be like supermodel attractive. You don't even have to be quote unquote stereotypical attractive. You could be making a killing on OnlyFans. Why? Because us guys are dirty, dirty perverts. That's why. It's sad that you can make that kind of money doing, you don't even have to take off your clothes or anything like that. I would just do it because I'm a dirty, dirty dog. You know what I'm saying? It's It's crazy the amount of power women have over guys and how stupid we get. We were just talking last week about that cop in San Diego that got busted for, you know, sliding back into the back seat with a lady he arrested, apparently banged her, and then he got locked in the back seat. Then he had to call for backup. Because guys are stupid. It's crazy. And somehow I twisted, you know, banging somebody in the backseat of a police car to a 2-year-old selling paintings. You're welcome. You're welcome. Oh, God, it's a gift. It's a gift that I have that I'm sharing with you. Scientists discover real-life Star Wars Death Star black hole that is spinning around and shooting planet-killing beams. All the Star Wars freaks out there. I shouldn't call you freaks. Star Wars nerds out there. Excuse me. My apologies. Are sitting here going, oh my God, it's real. Darth Vader's real. Oh God. Oh dear. What are we going to do? This planetary system's in jeopardy. We need to get to the planet Nebu. I don't know all the planets. My son loves Star Wars. My daughter, she's like me. She can, if it's on, maybe she'll watch it. Same thing with me. My wife likes it. But geez, I'm sitting there watching. He was watching Star Wars, and I don't even know what it was. I said, well, what are those that he's riding on? And he tells me, like, it's so irritated with me. That's a blah, blah, blah. I'm like, well, I don't know that. Gosh, man. He's like, geez, Dad, watch the movie. I don't have that long of an attention span. I don't know what it is about Star Wars. I would rather watch Star Trek. That's just me. I think they're just more exciting. They're a little bit more humorous. To me, it's kind of like Star Trek is like the Marvel universe. It's just whatever reason, it just puts me in a better mood to watch versus DC is the equivalent to Star Trek. Or excuse me, DC is the equivalent to Star Wars. It's just boring, a little too serious. Whereas Marvel and Star Trek, they're just uplifting and fun. And it's just like, oh, who's Captain Kirk gonna bang now? Right? I don't see Luke Skywalker dipping his junk in, enemy waters. I don't see it. Don't see it. And to be honest, I wouldn't believe it if I saw it anyway. Just don't. Just, it would be like, you're just trying too hard, Luke. Just trying too hard. But that's interesting, this whole real-life Star Wars Death Star black hole that spins around shooting planet-killing beams. It's just another thing for some people to latch onto and freak out about. Listen, if we got all of a sudden Earth just got blasted by some, you know, black hole that's shooting planet-killing beams, what are you going to do about it? Nothing. Nothing. Even if we had an advanced warning of 10 years, most of us aren't going to be able to escape the planet. We're not. Do you think all of a sudden we're going to have this sense of urgency? Well, we just need to get up. We need to build all these contraptions to get off the planet in 10 years. No, we're not going to have enough time to do that. We don't get along enough as a whole for that to happen. Because we got people like, you know, North Korea sending poop balloons over to South Korea. You know, we got so much nonsense around this planet that if we came into contact with something that said, hey, civilization as we know it will end, and you got 10 years to get off the planet and figure it out. Do you think that we could as a whole? I don't know. I think some of us could, but as a whole, I think most of us just wouldn't make it. It'd be all the rich people that got it. There'd be some lottery that I wouldn't win. I don't know about you, but like when I was working at the radio station, we'd always have these like quarterly meetings which I actually enjoyed quarterly meetings. I liked hearing how the company was going, moving up or moving down type of stuff. And I was always fascinated with when the engineers would get up there and explain what new projects they had on. That's just because I'm kind of a nerd when it comes to that stuff. But anyway, I always enjoyed going to those, but at the end, they'd always do like a lottery. Everybody gets a ticket and we're going to do a drawing and everybody's going to, you know, they'd have prizes. I swear I was there for 18 years. I won like one prize, one prize. But it was actually, I won two prizes. One time I won the company Halloween costume contest. I dressed up as Connery DeHuff. I did. And I won. I sprayed my hair like a whitish gray, and I wore a turtleneck. I may or may have not stuffed the ballot, but nobody can prove it if I did or didn't. Okay? That's right. I went down a victor. I actually won Avalanche tickets. That was actually, pretty cool. So that was actually a good prize. But sometimes there was like a guy that won, oh God, it was like a getaway. Like, I don't know where, but I'm like, dude, dang, man. And it was like some sales guy who could definitely afford it. Like, dude, that should go to people like behind the scenes, people that get paid jack squat, right? It always goes. There was one year where apparently I'm venting about corporations. We had one year where employee of the year went to a manager. That should never happen, ever. And people are like, nope, that just ruined it. Just ruined it. I won employee of the quarter once. It's a long time ago. Long time ago when people didn't know my personality and how I push back on things. Ooh, Christ, he has a voice of his own. Let's stifle him. Things that can never be stifled. Jad's Mile High Smoke. It's the only licensed cannabis bar in the state of Colorado. And what's cool is it works like a alcohol bar, but it's for cannabis. So you got to swing on by. You can purchase up to an ounce of flower or 8 grams of concentrate. They also have pre-rolls and edibles, and they provide everything you need to consume it with. And what's cool is the environment. They got 7 big screen TVs. You can watch whatever the heck you want. Maybe it's your favorite sporting event. Maybe you do a watch party there. And they got Nintendo Switches available to rent. Tons of free board games, playing cards, coloring books, dominoes. And they also have a quarter arcade with pinball machines, vintage Street Fighter, Mortal Kombat, and more. And let me tell you a little sneak peek. You go in there. Use the restroom. The restrooms are a beautiful piece of art. So nice. Doc, that's art that I could get behind. It's the art. I say that because I went in there and I'm like, dang, dude, this bathroom's nice. It was. Josh is looking at me like, you're very easily entertained, aren't you? And I'm like, I am. There's so much going on there. They have comedy shows on the first and third Friday of every month, live music. They got open mic nights, drag bingo, craft nights, puff and paints, game nights, and just so much more going on. They're open daily from noon to 10. Happy hour runs from noon to 4:20, Monday through Friday. Jad's Mile High Smoke is just 9 minutes from Coors Field. They're open from noon to 10. And you got to be at least 21 or older to consume. No outside product. Just buy it there. Jad's is at 7667 Washington Street. Just GPS to Jad's. You know what I just decided to do? I was looking around for new stories. And sometimes it's easier said than done to get stories for the show. It just depends. And since I'm doing these a week in advance because we're out and about doing a bunch of stuff for the kids and whatnot, I was like, I'm recording all this. And I'm like, whoa, gold mine. Know what we need to do? Let's steal from Dear Abby and let's ask Cowboy.
Ask Cowboy.
Ask the Cowboy.
Yeehaw!
Rolling.
Ask the cowboy.
All right, cowboy, it's your turn.
All right, thanks, Scotty. All right, this says, Dear Cowboy, I've been dating my boyfriend for 6 years, and he hasn't proposed. Shoot, lady, that sounds a bit troubling. Maybe because he's a douchebag. Go ahead and move on. Next question.
What, that's it? He hasn't been, you know, he's been dating her for 6 years, and he hasn't proposed, so you're saying just go ahead and move on?
Yeah, I didn't think I stuttered. Listen, if you're giving him the sugar for free and he doesn't want to hold on to that honey pot, go ahead and kick his ass goodbye and move on to the next fella. Next!
Okay, jeez.
All right, Dear Cowboy, my girlfriend wants to be in a wedding with her ex. I'm so furious. Well, shoot, yeah. You know why she wants to be in her ex's wedding? Because she's looking for a little pick-a-ticker before the wedding.
What the heck? No. Cowboy, you can't go to that extreme just because she's friends with a dude that she used to
bang. Yeah, Connery will tell you. That's right. They used to bang. And I agree with Cowboy wholeheartedly in this one. The only reason why she wants to go, she's looking for a little fancy-dancy before the big game.
Okay, you guys are a tandem that I don't appreciate. I think you're going a little extreme on this. I think they're just friends, and that's all it is. And I think you're reading too much into it. I think they're just friends. You can be friends with your ex. Connery, aren't you friends with your ex lovers?
That's right. I have a big, giant dictionary full of ladies that I banged. I say dictionary because that's how big it is. You've seen the Webster. It's essentially double that size. Your mother's in there because I banged her.
Okay, that's okay. You went too far on that one. Okay, I disagree with you guys, but you're saying the reason why she wants to be in the wedding is because she still wants a little, you know, one last dance, essentially.
That's right. But instead of one last dance, that's right. I know where you're going with this, Connie. Let me finish it. They want to dance with the wiener and the vagina.
Okay. All right. Let's move on.
All right. Says, Dear Cowboy, I haven't seen my friend in a decade. Do I have to send his son a graduation gift? Hell no, you don't. That's stupid. Don't be wasting your money on some little snot-nosed brat that just graduated high school and you haven't seen his parents in forever. No way. That's an easy one. I think we all agree. Save your money.
Yeah, I agree. Yeah, absolutely not. If you haven't seen that person in a year or a decade, they said a decade.
Yeah, that's right. I said that. Was you not listening?
Sorry, I forgot. I got confused. Anyway, so if you haven't seen your friend in a decade, yeah, you don't need to get their kid a gift. If you go to the graduation party, yes. You show up, maybe you bring some sugar fire.
I see what you did there.
You do that. You show up to the party. Yeah, maybe you get him a card and, like, say, $20 or something like that. You don't need to get him a whole bunch of stuff.
I agree. That makes sense. Hey, moving along. Hey, Dear Cowboy, I think my husband is poisoning me. And what the fuck you writing into me for? Call the police. Jeez, that's some people dumb. I don't understand that. You look at your husband, if you think he's poisoning you, you look him up and down, you go, my God, he's got itty-bitty balls. Then you throat punch him and call 911. Jeez, people. Don't be writing, Dear Cowboy, I think my husband poisoned me. What should I do? You dumb.
I think my husband's poisoning me. I better write a letter to somebody that's not in law enforcement that's not going to make him stop. Some people. Hey, Cowboy, good job. That's our inaugural Ask Cowboy.
Oh, thanks, guys. Send them in to huffpodcast@gmail.com or hit us up at the Huff Podcast on social media. And if you don't, you ain't all balls.
Heck yeah. There you go. There's Cowboy the Huff. Hey, you know what we need to do now? I like that. I thought that was fun. Let's jump into the mailbag.
Mailbag. You've got mail.
This comes in from Bush Light Supreme King. That's a beautiful name. There we go. That's it. This is what he said. NFL draft nicks are scammers. They put value on the players and rank teams draft grades by rank teams draft grades by their rankings of where they thought the players would go. Their team draft grades are essentially how right they, the draft nicks, think they are or were. It's a total scam. I know what you're saying. It is a bunch of shit. You can't grade a draft until I would honestly say 2 years, 2-3 years after the draft. Because the first year is very difficult for rookies to come in, especially quarterbacks. They got a lot going on. So I think it's unfair and just silliness to draft any to grade any team on their draft. They all do it. They do it. And they know it's clickbait. So we fall for it, Bush Light Supreme King. We all fall for the same scam that we're going to be upset with their grade of my favorite team. Oh, you gave the Broncos a B or a C. You think Bo Nix was a big mistake? Oh, I'm going to comment on this. I'm going to read this article. They know what they're doing. They do that on purpose. And for the shittier teams, usually they give them ones where they weren't as dynamic, they might give them a higher grade. So the fans who are desperate for a glimmer of success will read it. It's all mind games. It's bullshit. Now, some of those people actually think that they know what they're talking about, and they think that they're given legitimate information. But overall, it's a scam. And I know you later, Bush Light Supreme King, you later followed up with maybe scam is too harsh of a word. No, I agree with you. I think you were right the first time. It is a bit of a scam. They're all scams. It's like before the draft. I know we're well past the draft now, but before the draft, with all the mock drafts that came out, and they're like, this is mock draft, 2.3 or 2, mock draft 4 or whatever. They're always changing. They have a few. It's really just the first round, and they're constantly shifting things around. And they can see who's reading it from what area, geological location on the planet, right? They're like, well, all the Bronco fans are looking at this. We better change it up and we'll get some more. Be like, oh, wow. And I got to be honest, from my perspective as a former radio producer, we would love it when there'd be a new person being taken by the Broncos. And we'd be like, okay, new mock draft came out. Let's look at it. Let's see who they got. And then you could at least burn a segment by talking about that and reacting to it. It was just low-hanging fruit. We'll just be like, oh, we'll talk about that. And yeah, it was just easy. But that being said, ultimately, those are nonsense. And it's kind of annoying, too, when they go, well, I'm going to stick with the Broncos. I had the Broncos picking Bo Nix in one of my 20 mock drafts. Like, oh, you're so smart. Eventually, you could combine all your drafts, and if you're a draft, quote-unquote, guru, eventually you're going to be right if you mix and match everything. That stuff bugs me. I know some people that do a really good job, like Cecil Lammy. Like, dude, that guy could sit there for hours. And he has a podcast. He has shows with The Fan and footballguys.com. and he does a wonderful job. And he can sit there and break down every player in the draft. He's just very into it. I trust his words, but honestly, he kind of falls into this too. I love him. I love Cecil to pieces, but he's in that. He's in that group, and it's just that's what he does, and that's what they do. I don't like it. I understand it. I just don't like it. John wrote in, let's talk about the Broncos' potential new stadium. Where should the next stadium be located, and will the public want to fund it? First of all, no, the public doesn't want to fund it. I'm just going to call it Mile High Stadium. Where Mile High Stadium is in Denver is beautiful. It's one of the, I want to say, five. Because there was a trivia question that somebody said to me. I think it was Anilo over at Mile High Sports. It was saying there's like five cities where the name of the city is where basically I don't know. I'm going to go down the wrong rabbit hole and nobody cares. Anyway, the Broncos are in downtown Denver. They're a Denver team. That's great. You start moving them outside of where their namesake is, it loses some appeal. You don't want to be moving the Denver Broncos because honestly, you think about where's the land where this could end up? Nothing in Denver. You go out the best place if you were going to say as far as property goes, where would it be and where would it as far as where they could build a lot. And it would honestly be around where Dick's Sporting Goods Park is, where the Rapids are, and I believe that's considered Commerce City. So it's way to the east, outside of Denver. And I think it loses something with that. I think it would be cool because you can make it a whole, almost like a little city out there. If you had a soccer stadium, if you had a football stadium, and let's say for some reason Kroenke's like, let's move Ball Arena out there. Imagine that. That would be fantastic for that community, probably. They have the land out there. There's tons of open land out there. Doesn't mean they should do it. Just saying, if you were going to move it, that's where I would go. But I don't want them to move it. I think it's fine where it's at. And I think, if anything, just keep with the upgrades. If the stadium is solid and not falling apart and they're not burning it, burning sections like they did, last year, I think it was, or the year before, they're not setting sections on fire on accident. Just keep it there and just keep remodeling it. And just, I know it's the cool thing to do to have these super high-tech stadiums. They're really cool. But Empower Field at Mile High is still a really good stadium. Quit comparing yourselves to everybody else and just make it your own. The Broncos ownership group has the money to move if they wanted to. That's where I go back to. The public shouldn't have to pay for that. You guys fucking pay for that shit. If you want to move it, move it. As long as it's within Colorado, that's fine. If anything, what I would like is somehow they keep what, if let's say they did move it, a big move, and moved it somewhere completely different. I would like them to keep the field in some capacity where it's at now and use that for youth programs. I mean, that would be kind of cool. I doubt that they would do that. That'd be a lot of upkeep, and that costs money. Upkeep costs money. So I doubt that they would do it, but it would be nice. If they were to move it, I would say move it out to Commerce City, where the Dick's Sporting Goods Park is, and make that kind of like a sporting town. You could get a lot of restaurants and sports apparel, stuff like that. I don't want to do it because it would screw over a lot of the small businesses where Mile High Sports is right now. And especially if you moved like Pepsi Center and stuff like that. Or I say Pepsi Center. Ball Arena. The SAC. You don't want to move the SAC. So I know it's an interesting conversation. I love the Broncos. I like where it's at. I would be fearful of the economic impact, the negative side of the people in the Denver area. What would be the... And it would take somebody doing a lot, extensive research on the economic impact, the positive and the negative of Bronco games and them being there. And if they were to subtract the Broncos, what would that do? If you have a small business or you know somebody that has a small business around Mile High Stadium, what would that do to the business if all of a sudden Broncos weren't there? Would it be that impactful? Would you be able to survive? Or would it be a devastating blow? Would that be the death nail into your company? I don't know. It's fascinating to think about. I like that question, John. I honestly don't want them to move, but if it made sense and it didn't hurt too many entities, I guess I would be fine with it. But then you're also becoming the Commerce City Broncos, even though you're saying you're the Denver Broncos. You're the Commerce City. It'd be great for Commerce City, but I don't know. I'm not really into it. Not really into it. Hey, but you know what I am into? You guys. You guys are amazing. Thanks so much for supporting the podcast. Make sure you hit that subscribe button wherever you're listening. Share it with your friends if you could, please. Always, always appreciated. Big thanks to Jad's Mile High Smoke as well as Bet Online. Go to betonline.ag. It's the Huff Uncensored. You guys have an amazing day. Let's continue to move forward. I'll talk to you next time.